What up, geeks? And welcome to another episode of Fantastic Geeks.
And where to find them.
I'm Brizzy Voices.
And I'm Tessa Netting. And today's episode, we have a very special guest here with us, Mr. Butch Hartman, creator of many glorious cartoons like Fairly Odd Parents and Danny Phantom.
But first, let's look at this week's Ravenclaw riddle. This one comes from Charlotte, who emailed us and asked, if you could create one spell or potion to do whatever you like, what would you do and why?
Ooh.
My thing is, most of my things are already things. but I guess I'd want a spell that lets me, I don't know how to explain this, but like twerk my voice. You know how, like,
I just heard twerk, and I was like, oh,
no,
what?
No, tweak my voice. Oh, my God.
I want a spell that teaches me how to twerk.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that tweaks
my
your voice.
Yes. Oh. Like in an editing program, how you can, like, turn up the pitch or
fun.
Like, how you could drag it around and change it and tweak
it.
That's what I want.
It's kind of like when when Barty Crouch points at his neck to make it
louder.
Mm-hmm. So maybe if you like tweaked it a little bit, then that's what changed it.
Yeah,
that would be fun.
Something where you could like, I don't know how to describe, but I'm imagining just dragging it around to modulate.
Oh, to change it.
Yeah, to shift things somehow.
Ooh, that would be fun. Yeah. I would want a potion that could change my hair color, like, instantly.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, it'd be the best. That's all I want.
Would you drink it? Or
yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, you would drink it, and then it goes pop.
Is that permanent, or is it timed?
I don't know. I feel like it should be permanent until you drink one that's another color. Mm-hmm. Like you could have like a reset one that would go to like your normal hair.
That's
and then
so
you
cool.
could drink like different colors if you wanted it to be different colors, but it wouldn't fade or anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it
and your roots would still grow into that color.
If you wanted, exactly. Yeah. If that's like what you wanted, unless you wanted something specific, like if you wanted your roots, then you'd have to do like complicated magic in order to have it show
you'd have
through.
To like mix it with some other sort of potion.
Exactly.
Oh, that's super so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I want it.
Imagine if these were real. Our lives would be so easier.
Magic, come to us, please. Oh, thank you so much, Charlotte. To submit your Harry Potter-related question for a Ravenclaw riddle, email us at fantasticgeekspod@gmail.com. Okay, back to cartoons and Butch.
All right, now let's bring on our special guest for today's episode, Butch Hartman!
Yeah!
Animator, director, producer, voice actor, writer, composer, and now YouTuber.
Oh, yeah.
Best known for creating Nickelodeon cartoons like Fairly Odd Parents, Danny Phantom, Tough Puppy, and Bunsen is a Beast. Welcome to our podcast.
Oh, thank you. Boy, that was a long intro.
Wasn't that great?
Are you guys done yet?
Come on. We were hyping you up.
I am so psyched. I'm more psyched about your scarf. You have like this bacon and egg scarf.
Yeah.
You guys can't see it, but she's got it.
It's probably her most complimented accessory.
If you can imagine like a big piece of bacon wrapped around someone's head, which I often do, and then there's like a bunch of fried eggs stuck to it.
Yep.
And it was made 30 years ago. That's exactly what we're looking at.
It's
here.
A big hit at Disneyland.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It just is the perfect combination. Everyone who goes to Disneyland loves bacon and eggs.
And Harry Potter, should we just go right into Harry Potter?
Right, let's do it.
Just launch into
it.
Oh, yeah.
Give us your experience.
My Harry Potter experience. Everybody, Harry Potter came out when I was like an older guy. Like, you guys were children when it came out.
But
you're still children, by the way. I think recess is almost over.
I accept that. I don't think I'll ever not be a child.
I know, same here. I know, my gosh.
Yeah, living it.
I know, for sure. But Harry Potter came out like when I was like in my late 30s, and then everyone's like, you got to read this book. Never got a chance to read the book. I saw the movies.
That's good.
Yes. And I loved the movies, but I didn't like go, the greatest movies of all time. And
I know
that's blasphemy, right? I shouldn't say that. But I really, my favorite Harry Potter was the third one.
That's my favorite.
With
the hippogriff and the time turner.
Mm-hmm.
The time turner, right?
Yeah.
It's a time turner.
Meddling with time.
That's right. And I knew when the little moon came out of the box and the guy was freaked out, I went, he's freaked out by the moon. I wonder why. And then we found out why.
Every
nerd understands what I'm talking about.
Of course.
What's up, nerd people?
Yes.
Well, anyway, thanks for the podcast. I'm done. Thanks, guys. I'm joking.
No, we're keeping you here.
I want to impress you with my Harry Potter
kind
of knowledge.
No, we are impressed.
Very important thing that the people need to know is, what's your Hogwarts house?
Yes.
I showed you this when I first got here.
Yes.
And I drew this on my YouTube channel, actually.
Is it already out?
The video's out, but I did the Harry Potter quiz where it found out what Hogwarts house
I
was. Now I'm going to show you the drawing.
Okay.
It's me with an owl and a scarf. So ready? I'm gonna show you the scarf.
Dun, oh, he's a Hufflepuff.
Am I Hufflepuff? Is that the good place?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it is. Good.
It's
that's
actually
good place.
The ultimate good place.
It
you
is.
Know,
the
word
kindest
good
house.
Really? I thought this. I thought this podcast room was the ultimate good place. But then you're telling me this is better than this podcast room?
Yeah. Believe it or not,
Hufflepuff. It's right next to the kitchens. You know, you
boom.
Can't yes go wrong.
Thank you for having me here.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me here. It's
thank
very
you
nice
so much for
how much is this
going
to cost me, by the way?
Nah,
what do I owe you guys?
Yeah.
We have another guy in here, Kevin, the engineer.
Kevin, the engineer. He's always in the invisibility cloak. The listeners don't even know.
Whoa.
He's our secret little house elf.
Yeah, he's our secret weapon.
Wouldn't you think by now that somebody would have invented invisibility in some way? Like all the sci-fi, all the movies.
Right.
You're like all the you know all
or
the H.G. Wells movies.
Yeah, cars.
No, here's why flying cars will never be invented. People can't even drive on the road. You think they're gonna give them flying
yes
cars?
True.
They can't drive on the street.
Unless they're automatic.
Yeah, once we get automated road cars, maybe it'll turn into
because automatic
right
things always work perfectly. Yes, they always work perfectly.
Just crash into
yes
each other.
My phone blows up. Boom. But I've seen Daniel Radcliffe on many a talk show say he loves Fairly Odd Parents, which is a very cool thing.
He also loves Boba Fett.
Does he really?
He does.
He goes, I love Fairly Odd Parents. I've seen Fairly Odd Parents. It's the weirdest show. I love it. And
yay!
I tried to get him on. So, Daniel, if you're listening, this is Butch Hartman inviting
yes
you on to my lame podcast.
Oh,
I'd love to have you come
oh
on, buddy.
Do
yeah
it, Dan.
It'd be fun.
Side note, I've been on that podcast. It's
yes
called Speech Bubble.
Thanks, kiddo.
And
yeah
I've been on an episode talking about all the
she
I listened to
YouTube
it
things.
It was great.
Wasn't
Harry
she
Potter
good
things,
she was really over great.
She
yeah
was funny.
Stop. This is not why I started talking about this. I'm trying to plug his podcast here.
No,
but thanks for
wonderful
coming on.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
Just
because
I've been on longer and you guys are higher in the charts than me doesn't hurt my feelings in any way. It doesn't. I don't even look at that.
No.
It.
It's no just like, you know, beginner boost, you know.
I know, right. Fortunately, I'm only a couple numbers behind you. That's all. So not like I'm 1,000, you know, numbers down.
1,000? Okay, speaking about Fairly Odd Parents, let's talk about
oh
it a little
gosh, bit. Oh, my gosh,
we
to talk about that?
Do you
yeah
know anything about this show?
Do you
I
know
never
anything
heard of it. What happens on it? Is there a show? Is it a cartoon?
Yeah.
Wow.
It involves magic, so we
no
love
so
it.
So it was one of our favorites.
Nice. Really?
It really was.
No, you watched that show growing up.
I watched, yes.
Really?
Yes.
So if I quizzed you, would
yes
you? Okay, I should quiz you, really?
You can try.
At least up until, like,
yeah,
what,
not
2008
like
or something?
Super recently, but growing up, I loved it. Because
oh, nice.
I was, you know.
Well, thank you.
I loved all the mean characters, and I loved Vicky.
It's funny.
So
the I know the longer a show comes is on TV, or you have to keep adding more villains for the
yes
bad guy. It's like Spider-Man has like 900
yeah
villains.
Exactly.
You know, you don't care about how, like you care about three of them, and then
right
the other ones. We
right
have, we had to keep adding villains to Timmy Turner's world, and
mm-hmm
one of my favorites was Foop.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hello, yes hello, Turner. Because he would always be after Poof. He wanted to kill Poof all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Poof would just say, "What would Poof always say?"
Poof, poof.
Exactly. Poof. And we did one episode where Poof and Foop are running for student body president, and Poof gets up and he goes, "Poof, poof." And people go, "Oh, that was the most moving speech I've ever heard." They're all crying.
Yeah.
And
yeah
Foop was
oh
like,
gosh,
"He's just saying his name. What do you
like a Pokemon?"
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
And then that's all you needed to hear.
And Foop gets up and he goes, "Death, fiery death." And there's this whole speech, and nobody likes it. Yeah, it's funny.
Classic.
I know, right? But yeah, but thank you. Fairly Odd Parents was
yeah
great, and it premiered in gosh, it premiered
2001?
2001 as a series.
Yeah, 2001.
So it's been on for 17 years.
Whoa!
It's almost as old as your scarf.
Mm.
And it actually came on as a pilot in 97. So it's really been on like 20 years.
Crazy.
Almost 20 years. Yeah, crazy.
Wow. So you very had crazy magic in your life for a long time.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
It's wonderful.
I know. I didn't
it's
have Harry Potter.
It's a fun world to live in.
Well, magic's great because you can make up your own rules. It's
yeah
like, well,
yeah
this
dough rules.
This spell. Exactly. Well, that was my kryptonite, the rules, because
yeah
I had these magic creatures. I'm like, I have to limit them somehow, other than Cosmo's stupidity. I had to give them rules like, you know, oh, we stopped serving breakfast wishes at 10:30 in the morning, Timmy. You know, stuff like that. So that was really a lot of fun to do. Whatever rule we needed, we would just come up with,
yeah
which is fun.
Yeah, that's
you know
about. Who's your favorite character?
In this room, Kevin's really pretty cool. I like Kevin a lot.
In the magic room.
In the magic room. We're talking like Rosie Perez right now, right? We're talking like Rosie Perez. I really like Mr. Crocker a lot. I don't know if he's my favorite, but he's just so pathetic and fun to write for.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks for letting me stay up past my bedtime, Mother.
You know? So I have to ask, why don't you just
play Crocker always?
All myself?
Yeah.
Oh, because, well, I'm actually ripping off the voice that Carlos Alazraki came up with. Carlos Alazraki does an amazing job of doing Mr. Crocker.
But you're so good at it.
Yeah. Oh, you're, thank you. Thank you. Well, Carlos did a great job because he came in, as I always talk about actors coming in with a choice. These actors, all the voice actors I've ever hired came in with a choice. It's not like, I just love doing voices. I can't wait to get in there. And then they don't have anything, you know. Mm-hmm. But Carlos is one of those guys, like all my other voice actors, came in. And he's like, I've got an idea. I wanted to take a little Richard Dreyfuss, from Jaws, Richard Dreyfuss, and then mix it with a little Gene Wilder from Willy Wonka. He was doing that.
Oh, my God. That's wonderful.
You stole fizzy lifting drinks.
Yes.
You know, and he kind of went, Mr. Crocker. And that's where that kind of came from. So that's where so I can't take credit for that, but I can totally rip it off anytime I want.
Yeah, that's perfection.
A lot of the voices in the pilot, were very toned down compared to later how they became amped up or totally different. How did those end up changing?
Well, we were very fortunate. We got a chance to evolve the show. Yeah. We had many years to work on it.
Right.
So, like, if you ever watched the early episodes of The Simpsons on the Tracy Ullman show, did you ever see those original pilots?
No.
Well, you know who Tracy Ullman is? I'm going to get a book for you about 80s hits. It's called 80s.
Thank you. I'm a 90s baby.
The 80s.
I know. Well, Tracy Ullman was this singer, actress, lady from England. She was from England, like the Harry Potter people.
Mm-hmm.
But she was from England, and she had a big hit song in the 80s. And then they gave her when Fox first became a network, she was like one of the first shows out there, the Tracy Ullman show.
Yeah.
And it was a variety show. She'd play all the characters. And in between her skits, they had little cartoons called The Simpsons.
Mm.
And they were like 2 minutes long.
Yeah.
And Homer Simpson talked like this. He was like, hey, he was like, hey, boy, don't touch that boy. And he was this like really angry guy. And as the show got to evolve, they turned him into Marge, I can't go to work. I'm not popular enough to be different. You know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So you get to evolve the characters a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we learned about Tracy Ullman too.
Yeah.
See
we're
that?
Learning lots of things.
No
today.
One can ever say this podcast is not educational.
I know.
Two Ravenclaws. I mean,
I know.
But you do
get to evolve the character, which is really, really fun. And so any show that gets Sam for length of time, you get to evolve the voices of all. Because Cosmo started off, Cosmo was kind of a used car salesman when he started off. He's like, hey, man, like this. And as the show went on and on and on, he got higher and stupider and dumber. And he became, oh my gosh, he became this complete moron.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Oh, so what about you, Briz? Who's your favorite?
Oh, Cosmo.
You like Cosmo?
Speak of the dope. I love him. I just love lovable doofuses on cartoons.
Yeah.
Kronk from Emperor's New Groove. Mm-hmm. Cosmo.
I love Cosmo. But didn't I do Kronk when you were on my pod? I was like,
maybe.
Squeak.
Yes!
Squeak. Does that kind of bad. I love, because that was the great Patrick Warburton, who on Seinfeld, he was like, I'll be back, we'll make out.
Yes, so perfect. Patrick Warburton is always Patrick Warburton, but it's always perfection.
But it's always great. Always needed.
What a he just landed in that role on Seinfeld, and what a great stroke of luck for him. But he's such a great guy, too.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm very jealous of him because he's taller than me.
Yeah. But that's all he's got. That's
I think everyone in the room except you is taller than me, actually. So that's
no
good.
One's ever taller than me. So it works out. Okay, do you want to talk about favorite episodes or go right into
questions? I wanted to ask real quick about how you've been working at Nickelodeon for 20 years.
20, yes,
right?
Ma'am. Yes.
And recently, this has come to a close.
It has come to a close. Yeah, I left.
How did this come about? What's your plan?
Well, very good. Well, that's a deep question. That's good. No, I've been working.
Give me your 5-year plan, please.
Later.
I needed to see some ID. some credentials. No, I got to Nickelodeon right when I sold Fairly Odd Parents in like 97, late 97. My daughter Sophia was born the month I sold Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, wow.
So she was born in December 97. I sold Fairly Odd Parents 97. I've been working there. Basically, she's as old as the show is.
Yeah.
That was a good year.
I wasn't.
If ever you forget her age, you just go, wait, how old is Fairly Odd Parents?
That's how old she is.
I know. And actually, Fairly Odd Parents took more work than she did. Because it's like, you have a child, you feed them, you raise them. But Fairly Odd Parents, like, we got to figure out a story. We got to figure out these 50 characters. No, but and then I started working there and did Fairly Odd Parents. And then we sold Danny Phantom and then Tough Puppy and then Bunsen. And so Fairly Odd Parents was always kind of that train that was running all 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And every other little show would sit on top of it. And then after 20 years, management kind of changed and things started changing there at Nickelodeon. And I got to be honest, I was feeling very kind of unfulfilled. I wanted to do 40 things. They really wouldn't let me do 40 things because they're like, yeah, just keep doing Fairly Odd Parents. And I was fine with that. But I really wanted to branch out, and I'm really starting to branch out more. So it got to be the point where I was like, hey, guys, I think it's just probably time. And they were like, no problem.
Were you watching the world change with all of this social media and other opportunities time, to make media, and you were just
big time
and craving something like that?
It's funny that you asked that, because I think that's kind of what I wanted years ago, but it hadn't shown up yet because I wanted to do so many different things.
Interesting.
I thought it was, I'll do cartoon shows.
Yeah. Right.
And those take so long to do. But now that social media is here and YouTube is here, you can do things a lot faster. Like, if I have an idea for just
it's
a drawing.
It's so satisfying.
Or if I want to teach people how to draw, let's say, hands, or I want to do like a joke video or something, you can just put it up real
it's
quick.
So instant.
Yes.
That's it.
Get an instant reaction.
And you have full control.
Yeah.
You do. It's amazing. I know. What have they done? They've given us full control. It's
very weird. No.
But, you know, back in the day, like in the early 2000s, I'd make my show and I'd have to depend on them to air it. I have to depend on them to advertise it. I had no way to advertise it myself. Unless I had a website, and whoever goes, you know, maybe some people would go to your website or they'd sell toys or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you're like, can we do some more commercials, guys? Can we maybe? I always wanted to get a balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and they never did that.
What? I feel like I have an image.
That's crazy.
We never had a Fairly Odd Parents Thanksgiving.
They fly and everything. Are you kidding me?
That's perfect. I know, right? And by the way, when Poof came along, because he's perfectly round, I'm like, there's no excuse.
That's it.
It's just a big round balloon.
Just paint it.
Put some eyes on it. And they never, But there's like 50 SpongeBob balloons. So they gave SpongeBob like 50 balloons. But I love SpongeBob, and I love Steve Hillenburg and all those guys. But I mean, you know, it was just one of those things you're like, guys, can we do this? But you're kind of at their mercy when you work for a network. And it's fine.
True.
But you go into it knowing that. I'm not complaining. It's just like, I was like, I do, because I have all these other shows I want to do and all these other ideas. And to do a show at a network, you got to pitch the show, sell the show, work in the show.
Yeah.
And I tell people, if you're lucky, from the day you sell the show to the day it comes on TV, that's 2 years. If it all goes well.
Oh, yeah.
If it doesn't go well, you're like 4, 5. You know, my daughter's in sixth grade. She's graduating high school. It's like, you know, what, you know, Daddy, when's your show going to be on? When you're in 12th grade.
Yeah.
You know? Oh,
when you're too old for a kid cartoon.
Sometimes, I tell you, the TV development process, you really got to have a very thick skin and you be very ready to...
Wow.
You know, go the long haul. I feel terrible when all these shows come on, like, in the fall season.
Mm-hmm.
ABC presents, and there's all these different shows. And then, like, 20 of them are gone in the next week.
Yeah.
And I feel terrible. Like, all these people had to go through all of these things just to get them made. And just to get them on TV, and then they're canceled. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's terrible.
It can be like that in the YouTube world, too.
Yeah,
although it's less of a huge team and time put in usually, but people who blow up really fast are gone so quickly.
Yeah, lose popularity.
The only thing about, I'll say this about the YouTube thing, is like, at least with television and the old school way of doing things, you had to have a little bit of time to mature. Like, you had more mature people selling things.
Mm-hmm.
They're used to being adults and like meeting deadlines and you know what I'm talking about? Being responsible, showing up to work on time, that kind of stuff. With YouTube, it's a kid in his bedroom in his pajamas who could care. You know, he's never learned how to be responsible. And hey, they blow up quick. And then, like, but then these opportunities start coming. And they think it's easy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's easy.
Because they've never had another job.
It's easy to make $1,000 for this thing, and then they forget how to do it, or they start doing stupid things on YouTube, like I don't know, posting things they shouldn't post, saying things they shouldn't say, and so they haven't learned any discipline yet. So there's that kind of balance, you know. Do I think each world is perfect? No, but going into at least YouTube now with at least what I've learned is a very interesting thing.
Yeah, I have to say, I already loved your work. But when I found out that you had YouTube and what you were doing with it, I just have so much respect for how you've embraced the new media culture and adapted to it when you didn't grow up with it. And you've really made it your own, and you're doing what you love with it and not just trying to follow the trends or be shocking or whatever.
Exactly.
I'm really impressed with how you've taken it
on. Oh, thanks. I'm going to collab with Jake Paul real soon. No, you're very sweet. Thank you. You know, to be honest with you, it's just me I just get to put a camera up and just like, hey, here's Fairly Odd Parents 10 years later. What would they look like? Yeah. I just shot
an idea out of your brain, onto the screen.
A little bit. I'd take some time to do some drawings, though. I got to get, thank God there's like digital technology now, because I can do a drawing.
Yeah.
And the Procreate program that I use will record the drawing and upload it right to YouTube, so I can kind of narrate it, which is really cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So that's kind of fun. And then I'm going to start doing Twitch now, too.
Oh, my God. You are so on top of it.
I know. I have a lot of young nerds around me. They're like, dude, you should go on Twitch.
Nerd team.
I know. I'm like, nerd team powers, assemble. Yeah. I should be activator assemble. Nerd team powers, assemble. Yeah. Anyway. But assemble. Twitch, I've learned, I went on there just for a goof a couple weeks ago. And just to sit and do some drawing. And the Twitch people at Twitch actually saw my stream and called me up. They're like, hey, that's really cool. And they gave me some pointers how to do a better thing. And,
oh, great. And all that's this. So, it's so kind of fun. Wonderful.
And they were like, we really want to get some artists on here. And I was like, because they have the gamer world.
Right.
Like,
nailed
locked.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just loved, I would just love to give it a try on Twitch to see people like are into what I'm doing. I swear, but I've seen there's other artists on there.
I think they'll there are Jamie Joe's on there. Creative, so she does stuff.
They'll sit channels. And they'll draw and stuff like that. Hopefully people will, you know. I went on there and I drew some Fortnite characters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know. I'm like, Fortnite, that's like a first. I'm trying to play I love video games, by the way. Mm-hmm. I never have time to play them anymore.
Right.
I know.
But they're so cool. But anyway, yeah, so Twitch is fun, and then YouTube, and then we're going to try, you know, on Instagram, my daughter's a brand manager, so she's like got me a couple little advertising things on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, go out and pose with the suitcase. Okay. Act like you're going on a trip. You know, what looks the most foreign at our house? Stand by that bush. Okay. Yes. And I'll stand over there. Yeah. I'm in Paris, you know.
Aesthetic.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly.
That's wonderful.
I know, right? I'm trying to be like you guys.
Embracing new media. That's so
refreshing. I feel like it's so rare for people who are so used to traditional media
in traditional
to embrace
Hollywood.
It like that.
Yeah, traditional Hollywood's like against it so much.
What happens? I tell people all the time. And you guys will tell people as you get old, it's like if you refuse to embrace new stuff, you're just going to dry up and go away. And to be honest with you, I'm having too much fun, and I'd be sitting in my room drawing anyway.
Yeah.
I might as well draw and see if people dig it, or maybe draw something people like. I'm just going to do it anyway. Thank God I can do it on a platform people can see it. You know?
Yeah.
That's so
hey, can
that's
I make certain sound effects in this microphone?
Oh.
I do my little horse galloping.
Oh my God! What?
Isn't that weird?
Teach me.
I know. It's hard.
Wow,
it's hard
that's
to do.
Amazing.
Isn't that weird? I know. What were we doing? We were doing the Harry Potter owl earlier, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, perfect transition.
Hey, Vicky, you're so icky. Now it's time to read some owls. Some might be real tricky.
Boom.
Welcome to the Owlry, where we answer questions and give advice based on submissions from Twitter, Facebook, and email.
Ooh.
Make sure you are following us at Fantastic Geeks on Twitter and find our group on Facebook, too. Links will be in the description.
Let's take a look at our first owl from Twitter.
So an owl is a question.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like the mail, the post coming in
by the owl.
You said mail like a boy owl?
No.
You mean like actual mail?
Like letters.
Letters. Yes. I see. Now, what kind of owl are we dealing with? Like a barn owl, screech owl?
Tawny.
A tawny
definitely.
Owl?
Yeah.
Got it.
Coming in, hoot hoot. And Odd Harley is asking, what is your favorite thing, or what was your favorite thing, about working on Fairly Odd Parents?
Wow, that's a big question, guys.
It
that's
could just be
question.
What's your favorite part of the process, if you want to make it more
that's a good question.
Favorite moment.
Specific.
Uh-huh. I think it's funny because I loved the writing process. Writing the jokes was a lot of fun because without the script, you don't have anything. And so writing the jokes, writing the script, having a room full of writers just cracking up and laughing all day was a blast.
I love Dad's jokes.
Ooh, Timmy.
Those were my favorite jokes.
Oh, my gosh. He's so great.
The memes of Timmy's dad are the greatest.
Oh, my God. Dad.
Dinkelberg and the award. If I had one.
Oh.
And that's where I'd put a trophy. If I had one.
It's the best.
That's become a great meme now. And that's where I'd put global warming. If I had some or whatever it was. I don't know what it is.
This owl comes from Mel, who asks, would you rather have Mr. Crocker as a teacher or Vicky as a nanny?
Oh, I'd like to have Mr. Crocker big time.
Oh, Mr. Crocker.
Because he'd be fun to mess with all
the
time. Yeah, yeah.
I love messing with teachers. It was my favorite thing.
Vicky's actually truly evil. Like, even the magic characters that are all powerful are terrified of Vicky.
Don't let her hurt me. 16-year-old girl.
Yeah.
She terrifies Foop, who can do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, one thing I loved about Foop is he's also cheap. It's like, oh, thank you, my good man. By the way, you'll receive no gratuity. It doesn't tip anybody.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd rather have Mr. Crocker for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, you got to love Mr.
Would
Crocker.
Would you have Vicky or Crocker?
Probably Crocker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crocker's all around.
You should be Vicky for Halloween with the red hair.
Oh,
green
my gosh.
Shirt.
And I'll be Mr. Crocker.
Oh,
there
wonderful.
You go. You should be Wanda for sure.
Oh.
You got the pink shirt on today. She'd be with the pink hair. She'd be very cute. Yeah.
I feel like that you're Wanda and I'm Cosmo.
This is probably true.
Probably.
If we're going that way.
That makes Kevin's dad then. Kevin would be dad.
Ooh, no, he's Timmy.
I'm lost in the hall again, Timmy. Where's your room?
Next question comes from Alex. Speaking of dad, what are Timmy's parents' names?
Alex, that's a good question. I on the show we say, my name is the truck drives by. My name is Honk Honk. Yeah.
Those are the answers.
We did almost reveal mom's name once. Because he said, Dad said, well, I don't really reveal my name. And Mom goes, my name's Barnaby. But her name's not Barnaby. She said something, it was a Barnaby joke we did. And I'm Barnaby. But it's not her name, obviously.
Right.
So, yeah, we don't know what their names are. But oh. I thought that was great because we couldn't think of them for one episode. Then we just kept not having them.
Yeah, and then it becomes a shtick.
It's super funny. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think what would funny. You think their names are? Guess. Yep.
Oh, Trevor. Trevor and...
For mom or dad? Mom or dad, Trevor.
Trevor for mom.
Trevor for
and
mom.
Linda for dad.
And Linda.
Linda. Linda's
I feel
great.
Like Linda or Leslie would be like...
Oh, Leslie's my mom's name, so that's like... that's very intense. But
that's your mom's name, Leslie?
Leslie,
Hi,
yeah.
Leslie. How are you?
She's definitely
How's it going,
listening.
Leslie?
So I would think... I like Linda for the mom, mm-hmm. but for dad, I feel like he's more of a... More of like a Samuel or like
wow,
a...
Wow, Samuel.
Yeah, not Sam, like Samuel.
What?
Yeah.
That's so serious.
My name is Samuel Turner.
That's what I mean. Something that's like really like almost proper, but
like
because
Montgomery.
He's
Montgomery.
So, yeah, exactly. Something that's like really
proper.
You
say proper. Montgomery?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love that.
Yeah, Montgomery's great.
Ooh, that's... Monty Turner.
Yes.
Little
yes.
Monty.
Yeah, Monty's perfect.
We did reveal Timmy's middle name. You know what Timmy's middle name is?
No, I do not.
You ever know that? We said that on the show several times. His name is Timmy Tiberius Turner.
Oh, maybe I didn't know this.
Yes.
It's James Tiberius Kirk. That's where it's from, exactly.
Perfect. Oh, speaking
James
of.
Tiberius Kirk.
Wow, what a great segue.
James Tiberius Kirk.
This is, you know, at least marginally related. This question comes from Angela. Would you rather have
That's
Timmy...
a good name for dad, Angela.
Yes, Angela.
Perfect name.
It's done, Angela.
Love it.
You just had a Fairly Odd Parents character named Duffy. Yeah. Okay, she asks, would you rather have Timmy Turner be a Hogwarts wizard or Marvel superhero?
Ooh.
I know, you're biased.
I know. You know what? I would go superhero. I know.
Oh,
I'm totally...
Yeah,
I'm a superhero.
Cleft.
Yeah, well, he's Cleft the Boy Chin Wonder, exactly. Mm-hmm. But I am a Marvel superheroes fan, as you know. I'm a comic book fan. But
who's your fave?
Probably Spider-Man. I know you're going to go,
yes!
Spider-Man, that's so boring.
No,
not really. Spider-Man's
that's
a
my
butt.
Favorite.
I love Spider-Man.
Heck yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Spider-Man's cool. And yes. I love Iron Man, too. And I loved Iron Man before
Me
he was cool
too.
In the movies. I thought he was cool in the comics.
See? Brizzy hates me because I hate like love Iron Man.
I don't
so
like
much.
Iron Man because he's a little douche.
No, I love him. He's
I used
great.
To I used to love Captain America in the comics too, and I thought they could never pull it off in the movies, but I think they've done a great job in the movies as him.
Yeah.
I don't like Captain America.
I don't like Rosie Perez don't like Captain America.
No.
Yeah, but you guys would rather have him as a Hogwarts wizard though, wouldn't you?
But at the we same did time,
him. We did him in Wishology, Fairly Odd Parents, big, huge special we did, where we begin the movie where Timmy Turner and Wanda are flying on Harry Potter brooms, and Timmy is Harry Potter with the glasses.
Yes,
he's got the little lightning bolt on his
there
head too.
But I
That's
guess
right.
if he was a wizard, it'd kind of defeat the purpose of the Fairly Godparents. So.
Right. Yeah, Marvel superhero. It's
I think. Yeah, you know, that's kind of nerdy. That's my nerd. My nerd. You know, age.
Yeah. Love it. Next question.
Let's go back to the owl sound.
Yeah,
time
go for it.
Out.
Is from Sophie. Would you rather be a Fairly Odd Parent or have Fairly Odd Parents?
Oh, I think I'd rather be one because I could just have the magic on my own, right?
Yeah. It would be yours.
But then you have to like take care of this kid.
What if you had a really annoying kid though?
Oh, well, no, well, I'd probably find a way to, I don't know, eliminate the kid. Maybe eliminate.
Dodge the draft.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yikes.
Oops, dropped my wand. His head exploded. Sorry. What do you do? Even if Jorgen punishes you for 1,000 years, you're still like a fairy. You live forever.
That's
you get
true.
Out of jail.
Still
you're going fairy. To jail. You're going to jail for 1,000 years. And you eat, yep, no problem. And you're still 10,000 years old. Yeah, I can handle
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
No problem.
I'd be a fairy for sure. That's
Big
like
time.
My dream.
Yeah. You're the size of one. So
yeah,
you could be
I'm already close.
There you're exactly.
Yeah.
You're levitating off the ground right now. Exactly. And you have a bacon and egg scarf.
It's
Come
happening.
On.
It's happening.
That's the perfect Fairly Odd Parent accessory.
It
Yay.
Is.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Briz? You a fairy too?
Yeah, I need magic.
We're all like living a magic
right?
fairy world.
You love the magic. I know. Look at that.
The
I know.
Magic. The magic.
Did you guys like Doctor Strange? He's magic.
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
Marvel. You like that? Thought that was cool?
I love Doctor Strange.
That's a good movie.
I love Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What a man.
Yeah.
What cheekbones.
If you combined us, we'd be Cumberbutch. We'd be
Cumberbutch.
See what happened? No one even thinks. Not that I've thought about that before. Not that I've dwelled on that.
Yes, you have.
I'm not obsessed on that at all. I would never think about that. He'd be, you know, it's too bad Harry Potter is being made now because Cumberbatch would be perfect in Harry Potter.
Yes,
he'd be
he would.
The perfect,
yes, he
the
would.
Perfect evil wizard or the
or
perfect
a dragon.
Who do you think? Benedict right. would play best in the Harry Potter world.
Well, if Alan Rickman wasn't around, then he'd be Snape for sure.
He does they look have a little the same more voice. Like. Do you remember the illustration of the chapter art
he does.
Of Snape? He's
he
a little.
Does.
He's much more pointed.
More cheekbony.
Yeah. He has like a goatee.
Definitely.
Next question comes from Facebook. Where's that owl? There it is. They ask, Sammy asks, is there a character of yours that you see yourself in?
Ooh.
Besides, obviously, Dr. Ripstudwell.
Dr. Ripstudwell.
Who you actually voice.
Who's that? I do, yeah. What's like, what's wrong with him, Dr. Stubble? What's wrong? Oh, my gosh, this is terrible. What's the matter, Dr. Stubble? My headshot looks terrible. You know, that's that sort of thing. Well, I do, it was funny, when they drew Dr. Stubble years ago, my designers actually made it look like me, kind of, I guess.
Yeah.
So
he's
kind of stuck with it. It was kind of funny. I love Dr. Stubble. I think you see a lot of Timmy in me, actually. Timmy was like just an average kid and no one understands it.
But was think, that you?
Was that you? Is this a real life story?
No, I think Timmy like was a kid who felt Timmy. When I was a kid, I felt powerless around adults, even though I felt smarter than all the adults around me. I don't mean to like you know.
Did you ever have a terrible babysitter?
I had a combination of wild babysitters. Yeah, I think. I think Vicky's kind of an amalgam of all those
babies.
Yeah, exactly. But I think you can see a little me and Danny Fenton, too, like the,
yeah.
the nerd kid. Of course, I was Danny Fenton with nothing cool at all. I mean, you know, Danny Fenton at least has cool powers and can do cool things and has a ghost zone and all that. I was just a kid who, like, got beat up a lot as a kid. So, yeah. So but you can definitely see the underdog sort of side in all those characters in me, I guess you would say.
What about you, Brizzy? What characters do you see in you?
Fairly Odd Parents characters?
Yeah, Fairly Odd Parents characters.
Definitely Wanda.
Yeah!
Of all of them, Wanda.
I married the smart one.
What about you? What about you there?
Oh, Tootie.
Tootie, for sure.
100%.
For sure. Oh my God, that's
not
great.
Not even a question.
Do your Timmy voice. Do your Tootie voice, I mean. You gotta do your Tootie voice.
Oh, Timmy! Yeah, exactly. 100%.
God,
that was
I think
me.
The owls just died. All the owls just completely died.
Let the owls go! Yeah, so probably like Tootie and Cosmo and I don't know.
I also see Chip Skylark. I would do Chip Skylark too.
Oh my gosh, I love Chip Skylark.
Hey man, let's do a video about teeth.
Oh my goodness. I loved NSYNC, so that was everything.
Oh,
for
I know.
Me.
We actually tried to get all members of NSYNC and Chris Kirkpatrick said he would do it. Yeah, so that was he. What a great guy, by the way. He actually tweeted out this year he went as Chip for Halloween.
No way!
Chip Skylark, yeah, no.
Amazing.
I met him once. I met him many times, but I met him like years after he did Chip Skylark. Like, we saw each other. He's like, dude, can I just tell you, I get more mother effing fan mail about Chip than I do about NSYNC. And I'm like, really?
Best thing ever.
Yeah, I didn't swear, by the way. I didn't say anything bad.
No.
Yeah, mother friendly is what I said. You know? Yeah.
No. Mother
you
father.
That's what I said. That's what I said. But he was like, I get more mail about that than my own singing career.
That's
so
wonderful.
I know.
Poor guy.
For the last question.
It's the last question?
Last question,
oh,
yes.
Oh, goodness gracious.
We've got more to do. Don't you
oh,
worry.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry.
Good.
From Carly. Why does Poof have Wandissimo's eyes when Cosmo birthed him?
Oh, my goodness.
And then there's a comment below
I wonder which
says,
Carly. I know so many
the
Carlys.
The world needs to know.
The world needs to know. Okay. I think that's got to be a Carly that I know. Let me see. I have a feeling I know who that is. No, but let me see. Why does Poof have Wandissimo's eyes? Well, first of all... there are many different, many fairies have the same color eyes. Okay. That's,
yes.
I'm not saying that, you know, and Wandissimo, I have no idea if he and Wanda ever were able to do anything, but I think, you know, cause Wanda wants nothing to do with Wandissimo.
It's
so,
true.
And that's, by the way, that's Cosmo's baby. Cause Cosmo gave birth.
Yeah.
To him.
Yeah.
We know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember to send us your geeky or fandom related questions or advice to the Twitter at Fantastic Geeks, the Facebook group, or the email fantasticgeekspod@gmail.com.
Fantastic Geeks is brought to you by Audible. Audiobooks are a great sidekick for summer activities like hiking, laying on the beach, running, road tripping, some Quidditch, enjoying downtime outdoors, and more. Listening is a better way to binge the content you love while doing the things you love. Multitasking is key, you guys. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet, which lets you fill your summer with the most stories. Like recently, I just finished listening to Turtles All the Way Down by John Green, and right now I'm listening to The Ultimate Harry Potter and Philosophy by Gregory Bassem and William Irwin, and it is so cool, you guys. It talks about all these deep philosophical questions about the Harry Potter series, like when Sirius turns into a dog, is he a human mind within a dog, or is he a dog mind, but then turns back into a human? There are so many questions! I also low-key listen to Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone when I'm having trouble sleeping. Audible helps you listen to more books by letting you switch seamlessly between devices, picking up exactly where you left off. So whether it's on your phone or through your car, from a tablet, or at home on the Amazon Echo, you can get through tons of books while doing almost anything. I am always listening to a book while I am cooking, or cleaning, or exercising, or doing my makeup, or basically anything. Audible members get a credit every month good for any audiobook in their store, regardless of price, and unused credits roll over to the next month. You didn't like your book? You can exchange it. No questions asked, and your books are yours to keep. You can even go back and listen at any time, even if you cancel your membership. I have personally had an Audible membership for years, you guys. I'm obsessed. I just counted, and I have 45 Audible books on my phone right now. I love multitasking, so Audible is truly a lifesaver. I don't know how I would get through all these books otherwise. I really, really, really super recommend it. And Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/geeks and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening today. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/geeks, or you can even text geeks to 500-500 to get started today. Who knew you could do that texting thing? That's pretty cool.
There's nothing hidden in your head. The sorting hat can't see. So try me on and I will tell you where you ought to be.
It's sorting time. We're going to be sorting the Fairly Odd Parents characters into Hogwarts houses. Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, and Slytherin.
Now, let me give just a little recap of all the houses for anyone who might not be in the know, or for Butch, since I know you're not as hardcore.
I know a little bit. I know a tiny bit.
We're going to put it into your line.
As a refresher.
Is there a Ronald McDonald house? I've heard of that one. Is there that?
That's the alternate.
If we really don't have an answer,
that's the alternate.
All right, don't make it into the four houses. There's like all the bad
Ronald
kids.
McDonald.
The losers go into Ronald McDonald.
Yeah. We've got Gryffindor, which is the lion, the heroes, the brave and chivalrous.
I'm totally
the performers.
In there. Boom, I'm
super
in there.
Extroverts, the bold, Thor and Luke Skywalker. Totally Gryffindor.
Got it.
They
sure.
Are the Gryffindors.
Superman goes in there.
Yeah.
Slytherin, the snake. They're often stereotyped as the villains, but not all Slytherins are evil.
Oh.
Not all evil people are Slytherins.
Oh.
Yep. They're ambitious, cunning, and clever.
I see.
And they'll do whatever it takes to achieve the best results.
So Loki could be in there.
Yes,
Loki,
that
was my example for you.
Oh my gosh,
Loki, I guess.
Loki
and Aladdin. Okay. Hufflepuff, the badger. They're the most lovable house. Grounded, caring, hardworking, patient, loyal. Butch Hartman.
Big time.
They're stereotyped as the leftovers for people who don't understand, but they're anything but. Hufflepuffs make the best friends, and always be for you and put you first.
Got it. So Samwise from
you're
Lord
joking.
Of the Rings.
That is a great example. Put.
No, shut up.
Samwise
I just said that.
Samwise Gamgee and Snow White.
I didn't even read that. I'm in there. I know. I'm like 87
there.
Years old,
you
but
get
I understand.
It.
Yeah, yes. I get it. Yes.
So Snow White, Samwise, Gamgee.
Those
perfect
are the Hufflepuffs.
Got it.
Last one is Ravenclaw.
I think Pooh Bear. Would Pooh Bear be in there?
Yes, 100%.
So he would be a great.
All he cares about is honey. He's off.
Gotcha. That's right.
Definitely.
Ravenclaw, the eagle, the intellects. Mm. They're often stereotyped as the brainiacs, but sometimes they're not just, you know, bookworms. They could be creative, eccentric types.
Mm.
They're witty, creative, and they have a thirst for knowledge. Doc Emmett Brown. And
Marty, calm down. I didn't disintegrate anybody.
Sherlock Holmes, classic.
Sherlock Holmes, got it. Okay.
So
how about Indiana Jones? Not Indiana Jones. Where would he be?
Oh,
he's brave and bold, though.
Hard.
He's bold.
Yeah.
He would be Gryffindor, I think. Buddy is
definitely
Thunderbird
Thunderbird Ravenclaw.
But he's got an edge. Indiana Jones. Like Han Solo, right? Han Solo.
Yeah, exactly. Han Solo Slytherin.
Yeah,
totally.
Han Solo
big time.
Is a Slytherin.
Got it. Okay,
sure.
Making sure.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. I'm making sure I got. I understand the rules of the houses.
Yeah, you're getting into it.
Right,
you're
cool.
Feeling it.
Very cool.
You're
all right.
With us. Okay, are you ready to sort the characters?
Yes. We're gonna sort some
I've
Fairly
never
Odd
been
Parents.
More ready to sort anything.
Yeah.
I was sorting socks before I got it. Let's move this along.
Okay.
Here we go.
First up, Timmy Turner.
Timmy Turner. What house does he go into?
What house is he in?
Oh, he's a Slytherin, I think. Right?
What?
You think? No, he's not evil, though. No, wait, hold on, he's not evil.
He doesn't have Remember, to be evil. They don't have to, be,
have
evil.
To be evil.
Aladdin's
it's about
not evil.
Because Timmy's very selfish.
He is.
But he's not bad. He's not a bad
kid. Does he
kid.
Have ambition?
Yes.
He really wants to get places and achieve things?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think he's a Slytherin, but
What's the other one?
Like Gryffindor.
Ravenclaw, Gryffindor, Hufflepuff.
I feel like he's...
Who are the bad guys? He's not a bad guy.
He's not.
So keep him out of that one.
But remember, Slytherin doesn't have to be bad.
That's true.
Peter Pan, Aladdin...
Because Peter,
Slytherin.
Well, see, I think Timmy's kind of a Peter Pan because he's mischievous.
Mm-hmm. He is mischievous.
And doesn't want to grow up because Peter Pan doesn't want to grow up.
Yeah.
So I think we're finding out right
now.
I
think he's a Gryffindor.
I think he could totally be Gryffindor.
He's just the hero. He's brave. He's always like, let's go on an adventure. Let's do this.
Timmy's brave, but he's lazy. He's lazy. And he's selfish and he's very
self-centered. I kind of love the idea of him being a Slytherin man.
He's very self-centered.
Okay. Well,
so, but he's got a good heart. So what house?
Hufflepuff is like the heart house, all about having a good heart. He's got everything. Oh, gee.
But Hufflepuffs are hardworking and patient.
Yeah, he's not bad.
No.
He's not bad.
I think he might be a good Slytherin.
We can put him in Slytherin.
Because, like, Slytherins don't have to be evil.
That's true.
And people get mad at us when we say, like, a good Slytherin or a misguided Gryffindor, as if, you know, Slytherins are automatically bad. But they're not.
Like Batman.
Yeah.
Like, Batman Batman's a scary character.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks Batman's a Slytherin.
I think he is.
I think he might be a Ravenclaw.
Super smart, but he's a bold hero.
I think so.
But he's not nice. He's grim and he hurts people.
Right.
Yeah, Batman hurts people.
Right.
Are we going to go with Slytherin? Do you want to argue it?
Let's do it. Let's do it. Why not?
I don't want to cause a fight. Guys,
no,
I love it. I love when we can put unexpected people in a Slytherin.
But see how that was like
that he's the main, you know.
It makes him so much more complex, I think.
I like it.
Timmy's not a cut and dry hero kid.
Yeah.
He's fun and he's cute and he's like always like very self-centered. So.
Protagonists are so often Gryffindor.
Right. So.
You get like Frodo, Luke Skywalker, Harry Potter.
Yeah,
it's so classic for them to be Gryffindor.
Yeah, let's
do it.
So
like the main character protagonist good guy is a Slytherin.
Yeah, let's do it.
Ooh, I
like it.
Cosmo.
Now, Cosmo's got a heart as big
he's
as the
a
world.
Puff.
Oh, he's a little puff,
he's
right?
He's a puff.
Yeah, Cosmo's sweet. Cosmo wouldn't hurt a fly.
Yeah, he's the ultimate puff.
Yeah.
Like in the best way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. I love that.
Yay. And now his better half.
I named my nickel Phil.
Wanda's a Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
Ravenclaws what again?
Ravenclaws are the intellects, witty, clever.
She's very down to earth.
Level-headed.
She's very together.
Yes.
So Ravenclaw.
Yeah,
perfect.
Ravenclaw.
Got it.
Ravenclaw. He's just a little babe. But what about little Poof Poof?
Little Poof? Oh, that's so hard.
I know. How do you sort a baby?
Ah.
Poof's personality is very noble. He's a noble kid. He's got not an evil bone in his body.
I think I know.
The Gryffindor?
He did some baby stuff in a couple episodes where he was like the terrible twos where he got a little angry and cranky and stuff, but he's still very noble and he's a good guy.
You know what? This is so amazing. It's like the little family is one of each.
We got all four. Hufflepuff. Oh, yeah.
What do I win? Do I win some kind of a cash prize?
You win the sorting hat.
diverse variety of personalities in the main characters. That's amazing.
I was promised a cash prize. That's what I'm saying. I was promised funding.
We'll give you a pen.
Thank you. Oh, a pen.
We have lots outside.
We have so many for you.
There were like 400 jars of pens outside. You guys want donuts? Nope. Just bring us some pens.
Give us some pens.
All we want are pens.
Okay.
Now on to the hardest to sort.
Vicky.
Oh.
The babysitter.
She is pure evil.
You know she's serious.
She is pure evil.
Yeah.
And she's a Slytherin.
She is a Slytherin.
She
but
is an
I like,
evil.
I like how she's a Slytherin and Timmy's a Slytherin.
Yes.
So they're like Slytherins that clash.
Clash of the Slytherins.
And if they had to share a room, that'd be really funny. If they had to share bunk beds or
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
No.
Argue over the bunks.
I'm on the top twerp.
Yeah, totally. Exactly.
Perfect.
Ooh, Mr. Crocker.
Hello, Mother.
Oh, I love this.
Now, if you'll excuse me,
I'm going
to Hogwarts School. I'm going to teach there. What? I'm only a student.
Wizards.
Wizards. Mr. Crocker is sad and pathetic. He wants to destroy Timmy and his fairies because he's jealous because he's hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he wants to think he's evil, but I think deep down he's not really
right.
evil.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's evil, but I don't think he's nice either.
Right.
I think...
I have opinions.
What are your opinions?
I think he's a Ravenclaw.
Because he thinks of all the different schemes in order to make it happen?
Also, he's right.
That's true.
He's got fairies.
That's
Mr. Crocker's right.
Yeah,
exactly.
And he doesn't get, like, he keeps going. He's like, I'm going to prove that
and
I am correct.
Even though he keeps messing up, he falls into that category of the creative eccentric
kind
of crazy.
Yes.
He's, you know, crazy with too much knowledge that he can't handle.
Oh, 100%. You know? Oh, I love that.
I love when he falls out of the first floor window of the school. He like, falls out and he goes, who dug this well? It's like right outside the window.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, he's
What do you think, Butch? Do you think he's a little more...
Well, the Slytherin...
Since he's always fumbling, you think he's something else?
Slytherin
think...
is always... Slytherin, you said, is the evil...
But not always
But not all
evil.
Slytherins are evil.
Just,
exactly.
Just ambitious, like, yes. Cunning... Clever.
He is cunning. He's very ambitious because he wants to get those fairies. He won't stop. It's his life's obsession.
Right.
Yeah, that is very Slytherin to have a goal and really stick to it.
He's very clever because he has a Crocker cave. Mm-hmm. He has a whole cave of evil gadgets.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I would say, yeah, I think
he's
probably...
You think he's more Slytherin?
What was the Ravenclaw one you said?
We were thinking Ravenclaw, but I can see Slytherin too.
I can definitely see both. Yeah. I like Ravenclaw because I like trying to put villains in non-Slytherin houses.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's put them in
And have
Ravenclaw.
Some owl burgers at the end. We'll have some owl burgers at the end.
Yes.
And all Ravenclaws don't have to actually be smart, you know?
It's true.
That's true.
They don't have to always know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But, like, deep down, he's so much more in the know than all the rest of the muggles of the Fairly Odd Parents world.
Right, right. Definitely.
Ooh, I'm a muggle, Timmy.
Now we've got... Ooh, Timmy's parents.
Yeah,
mom and dad.
Mom and dad.
Wow.
Angela and
what was it? Montgomery.
No.
Angela's the dad. We said Angela was
dad. Angela's the dad.
And mom is
Trevor. Barnaby.
Barnaby.
Trevor Barnaby.
My name is Barnaby.
Yes, both.
Gosh, they're both so stupid.
Yeah, they can be different houses.
However, mom is more sweet and noble, and she's a little selfish sometimes, but she's pretty much on the straight and narrow and just kind of oblivious and kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Dad hates Dinkelberg with a white hot passion.
Yeah.
And dad,
out of competitiveness, right?
He for some reason thinks Dinkelberg is better than him, and then he's not going to let it happen.
Right.
And but they're completely oblivious too. So.
I don't know if I'm just biased and want to put moms in Hufflepuff because
Hufflepuff
is a very motherly, parental house.
I think mom goes there. I think mom would go.
I think
so too.
I think she's a Hufflepuff as well.
You're all very nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to meet you all.
Yeah, that's a Hufflepuff voice.
I'm a little nervous. Yeah.
And then dad.
I say Gryffindor.
What's Gryffindor again? Tell me again.
They're the brave, the bold, the heroes, the performers.
Yes.
And also
pretty competitive.
Competitive.
Oh, that's
very
dad,
competitive.
Sure. For sure.
Yeah,
can I add
very
one?
Outgoing.
He's very Harry. Harry's always like Malfoy, Snape,
know,
like obsessed with them.
Oh, that's right. See, there you go.
So he's the same way.
And if I could add one character, Catman. Where would Catman go? Timmy, it's Catman. I think he'd just go into the heroic house. He's very brave.
Just Gryffindor.
I think he's very, very brave. He's the caped crusader of cat
crime.
Yeah,
Lockhart though.
Although Lockhart's Ravenclaw.
Yeah, but he's more Gryffindor, definitely.
It's good to be.
Although
it's
if he's
good.
Related to Batman, it'd be a different story. But Catman himself, I think Gryffindor.
I just want to put my litter box in the corner. I'll just be over here.
Speaking of, Crimson Chin.
Oh, Crimson Chin!
Oh,
he's just bold. He's just a stereotypical brave mold.
Yeah, ultimate Gryffindor.
Nothing wrong with the Crimson Chin. Yeah, he's a cookie cutter hero.
That's when it's like, you misspelled chin. That's
yeah, exactly.
So funny. I always thought that was so funny.
How do you misspell chin?
I know.
It'd have to be a typo.
And the ch has to stay together. So there's only two letters to screw up.
Yeah.
How do you screw
Maybe
that
they
up?
Put a T in there.
Yeah.
Chin.
Yeah, it's a CHYN. What is this?
What about Little Miss Tootie?
Oh.
All right, now she is very obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
Obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
And she's ruthless.
Oh, yeah.
She's ruthless. She will not stop at nothing. I think she goes in Slytherin.
I think so, too.
She will stop at nothing to get Timmy Turner, and she never goes away.
Oh, yes. She's a great Slytherin.
She's got some puff in her, some
but,
Hufflepuff.
But no, I see
she's ultimately.
She's also Vicky's little sister, so she's very laser-focused.
It's in the blood.
Yes, in the family. Yep.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Sorting hat, just put Slytherin.
Boom.
Yeah, perfect.
Mark Chang.
Oh.
Mark Chang.
Chow,
man, let's go Hogwarts.
He's also in love with Vicky.
Yeah.
Vicky, exactly. Well, he's a very sweet guy. He's kind of a dope.
He's so chill.
Yeah. He's very chill.
I feel like he's Hufflepuff.
He is a prince, though.
Uh-huh.
He's princely.
Well, if he could be a Hufflepuff prince, though.
He could be a prince.
How obsessed with his prince status is he?
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, if he doesn't care, then
that doesn't.
Yeah, but he just wants to hang out with Timmy, you know? And oh, dude.
I mean,
no.
even the voice is Hufflepuff, it's so man. Hufflepuff.
But he did come to Earth to get Vicky too. Yeah. So he's a, he true. Has a goal in mind.
But it's a little more like actual love and care for her rather than Tootie's kind of empty obsession.
Right.
No, see, once Tootie gets Timmy, she'll focus on something else.
Yeah.
But Mark will actually care for Vicky.
Yeah, it's a puff. Oh,
see?
Puff.
Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff.
Yes.
I am a Hufflepuff.
Surfer dudes are total Hufflepuffs.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, two more. Yeah.
He's got two best friends named Jeff and Eric. Do you remember them?
Yeah. Was the surfer dude voice Rob's idea? Or
it was Rob's idea.
It's amazing.
I had like 30 guys. I was waiting to audition. Rob was the first one in, did this surfer voice. And I went, that's the guy.
That's so perfect.
Because we had just written the dialogue, you know, puny humans, stop, you know, puny humans, you're at my mercy, whatever. And then Rob came in, puny humans, what's up? You're at my mercy. And we're like, oh my God, that's hilarious. And
perfect. Yeah,
and again,
that's great.
They came in with a choice. Yeah. Actors bring have a choice when you walk in. It helps us all.
Jorgen von Strangle.
Jorgen is the very powerful head fairy. He's a leader. He's very strong.
Ooh, he's such a leader.
Oh.
Don't mess. He's very bold and
Gryffindor.
He's got a very feminine side, though. Sometimes he makes cookies.
I love that.
Jorgen actually doesn't hurt anybody. Jorgen is always there to right the wrongs.
That's the Gryffindor in him, then.
I think so.
Yeah.
He will right the wrongs. He's very frustrated because you know Cosmo gets out of control.
Yeah.
All I want to do is keep order and watch my soap operas. That's all I want to do.
That's amazing.
And he's married. He married the Tooth Fairy too.
Yeah.
He's a good husband.
I like it because he's the Gryffindor and then Timmy's the Slytherin, like causing all this mischief.
That's it.
You know.
Bam.
In the fairy world.
Bam.
That's it.
There we go.
Yeah.
Last one.
Chip Skylark.
My shiny teeth and me.
Shiny teeth.
Yes, they're all so perfect.
Oh.
So white and pearly.
Wow, guys. Let's go.
Where is he?
Chip
Where
is a dude.
To put you?
Chip is responsible because he has an album that he wants to get out. And he does his concerts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the album comes out July 24th. Can I use your phone? You know, he's into advertising his albums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Puts himself out there.
He's Timmy's pal.
He's a performer.
He doesn't kick Timmy out of his entourage. He hangs
That's
with Timmy.
That's true.
He's charming.
I'm
wow, where's he
either...
go? Is he the hero guy? Is he
did I'm going thinking Gryffindor or Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
I'm thinking more Gryffindor,
Me
actually.
Me too. I don't know if I'm one? Just... Mm-hmm. In Gryffindor's colors are red and gold, so if I'm, I often get influenced if people are wearing red or something. I'm like, oh, Gryffindor.
He wears red. He does have an arch enemy named Skip Sparky Pants.
The Slytherin.
Remember Skip Sparky Pants was his arch boy band enemy guy?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about your arch enemy, Skip Sparky Pants? Hey, Skip! You know, yeah. And Skip Sparky Pants looked just like Chip, but he was blonde with a blue outfit and red pants.
Yeah.
Arch enemy Skip. To me, Chip sounds like he's a hero, dude.
Yeah.
And we never really got to explore Chip as much. And,
right.
Remember the one where Timmy got Chip's voice and he sang like Chip Skylark? And Dad goes, aren't you Chip Skylark? And he goes, I was. Ooh, so was I in a dream last night.
I love how Dad loves Chip Skylark so
yeah.
much.
Yeah. It's like best. Your mom yes. at the mic.
Oh my gosh.
Where was it?
It was, so my mom took, story. No, it was NSYNC. My mom took me and my sister to an NSYNC
oh,
concert
dear
when
Lord.
We were kids.
Dear Lord.
And Justin Timberlake threw his towel and my mom caught it. And I was like, oh, Mom! And she's like, I caught it. No way.
We're
this is
it up.
My
oh,
towel.
My
and she
Lord.
Kept it. She
Your
saws it.
Evil mom.
It's
Slytherin.
Hers.
Slytherin mom.
Right?
Slytherin mom.
Right? Yeah.
Oh
she
my
kept
gosh.
The towel.
Oh my gosh.
So there
Look
it is.
At that. I know. I'm just like, that's, well, you know what though? Maybe it was a sanitary thing.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of Justin Timberlake sweat
this
on
is
there.
True.
She
this
wanted
true.
It. She wanted it for herself.
Yeah. Oh. That's it. Well, there you go. Have we sorted them
there
properly?
We did.
We sorted them good? All
we
right.
And now I'm dying
all.
For, we need some fan art of every single one in their
Please.
House colors.
In the scarves, at least.
In their
That'd be great.
House
if you guys
uniforms.
Are out there, definitely do this. And what do we hashtag? Do we hashtag Fantastic Geeks? What do we do?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I want our hashtag Heart Fan Art. If you hashtag Heart Fan Art, that's
yes.
my heart. The Heart fans are out there.
Yeah. Do that.
The Butch Hart fans.
Yeah, that's good.
You want to do that? Hart
yeah.
fan art?
Hart yeah. fan art.
If you have, okay, well, if the Hart fans hear this and they want to do some Fairly Odd Hufflepuff, Slytherin,
yes.
Gryffindor,
Ravenclaw
art.
Fairy Odd Hogwarts, Fairy Odd Wizards. I don't know.
How about this? Fairly Odd Potter. We could do that.
Fairly Odd Potter.
Fairly Odd Potter. Why didn't
this
you
is why
think
you're
of
the
that?
Writer.
I know. Bam.
Fairly Odd Potter.
Fairly Odd Potter.
Hashtag. Heart fan art and or
Hashtag
Fairly Odd Potter.
Fairly
there
odd
it
Potter.
is. There it is.
And
Very
we will
cool.
Find it. Well, Butch, thank
you
so
much. Yes, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
Where would you most like people to find you on the internet?
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for asking. well, how long do we have? No, I have my YouTube channel, Butch Hartman. I have my podcast channel on YouTube called Speech Bubble, where the fabulous Briz was on.
And I'm on both of them. I was on your YouTube channel.
You were on all of them.
I'm on the podcast. You guys have to check them both out.
I just want
to
say that, in fact, Brizzy was one of my first collabs on my YouTube channel.
Amazing.
I was under 100,000 subscribers and I had you on.
Amazing.
You shot me up an extra 5 subscribers. So thank you very much.
No, yeah,
that was awesome.
Next level.
It was really cool. She was one of my first. That was really nice of you to come on. Thank you. And then you could find me on Twitter at Real Hartman. And then I'm on Instagram as Butch Hartman.
So yes.
Like perfect.
So find me. I mean, every social media.
All the things.
And you want to talk about the Noog?
Oh, the Noog Network. Yes, that is my app I have on the iPhone. You can it's got all original games, cartoons, and shows and stuff. And
it's
kids.
A fun little hub.
It's very cool. Yeah, the Noog Network. A Noog is a little, not nude, N-O-N-U-D-E. No, no, it's Noog, N-O-O-G. And a Noog is like a little Smurf kind of a character.
Oh, yes.
And they lead you around my little app and everything. And you can, it's like an avatar almost.
Perfect.
But it's kind of interactive for kids. And we have all original stuff on there. And I'm very excited about it. So,
arcades, little animated shorts.
Animated shorts. We have live action shows. Anything you basically see on Nickelodeon or Disney Channel, we have on there.
Yeah, and, perfect.
Yeah, sure. But it's really, really cool, guys. Check it out on the App Store. So I think you'll like it.
There we go.
Yeah, well, very cool. So all kinds of fun stuff. Yeah, and then there's one other huge project I'm working on that I'll be able to announce later, but it's really, really fun.
Oh, secret.
Yeah. You'll have to follow him on all the things to hear the updates.
Things. Yes. But keep looking at the stuff, because I never stop. I'm like you guys. I just never stop. I like doing what I do, and we're just going to keep moving. And I'm got some cool new show ideas out there I'm developing, as well as the big project.
I'm sure. So, always. Yeah. Your head is just
nonstop.
It's fun stuff. I like to draw. So, all right, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Is there some kind of big is there music playing right now? Is there music going?
Sure.
Maybe.
There's music right now.
There's owls.
Dance off. Go.
Wait. The owls are getting. The owls are. They're flying away.
Now, let's read a comment from Apple Podcasts on iTunes. If you haven't done this yet, go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review and comment saying whatever you want about us, yourself, your favorite fandom, your Hogwarts house, whatever you want. And every week, we're going to read one on the podcast and give someone a shout out.
Yes, this week, we are shouting out the lazy artist. I think you're
wonderful.
Undervaluing yourself.
Yeah.
I believe in you. You're a wonderful, hardworking artist. And you're going to do great things.
Yes.
Okay. They say, you guys are so awesome. The lazy artist said, hey, thank you so much, the both of you, because you made me try and read the first Harry Potter book, and I fell in love, and now I'm on the final Harry Potter book. And a proud Gryffindor. Thank you. Also, you made me show my geekiness and not hide it, so thanks.
Oh, yes.
Tessa's so happy. You should see her face right now.
I'm so happy. That's my
favorite thing.
This is my favorite thing that happens in life. I think this is what I was meant to like be put on this earth, is to just get more people to read Harry Potter.
Geeks
yes,
into
to
the
breed
world.
Geeks. So this makes me so happy, and that's so wonderful. And I'm glad, lazy artist, that you can bring the geeky into your life.
I'm so happy.
It makes your life so much better.
Yeah.
It does. Having a love for something, it's the best thing.
Yes. Welcome. Yay. You're a fantastic geek.
You are. We found you.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much for your comments. Again, if you want, make sure to review and comment on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out. It really helps the podcast out. And we really appreciate everyone who has left a comment so far.
Yes, thank you guys so much for listening to this Fairly Odd Parents episode of Fantastic Geeks and Where to Find Them with Butch Hartman.
And I think that's it.
You are a fantastic geek.